Doctor. 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 And doctor. Whoa, we miss anyone?
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to Great Songs When Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes, and again, thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you're doing well. Hope your weekend was productive and free of sin and vice, unless, of course, is how you get down, in which case, good for you. Keep up the good work. It's all going well on this end, and we're going to get things started with, I've been looking over this playlist, and it's peppy, and I say that with all sarcasm. It's leaning heavily on the punk rock and the despair, but I don't need you to tell me why, or is it the other way around? Anyway, have some Sex Pistols.
Yeah. They just buy guns and watches TV. Let's go! The lady in Detroit owns a can of mace. Got pissed at my brother, so she sprayed it in his face. Now what could make her think that way? What could make her act that way? She's just a right-wing pigeon from outer space. Send her to destroy the human race. She don't give a damn about it, you or me. She just buys guns and watches TV. The man in the White House who just don't care. Kid and he dyes his hair. Now what could make him think that way? What could make him act that way? He's just a right-wing pigeon from outer space, sent here to destroy the human race. He don't give a damn about you or me. He just buys guns and watches TV. Yo!
Are you sensing a pattern? That was Dead Milkmen, right-wing pigeons from Big Ledge in My Backyard, their debut album, 1985, Ryko Records. The Stranglers, No More Heroes, from the album the same name, really was their biggest hit, and a fine hit it was. Sex Pistols, Holidays in the Sun, the first track off of their only album, Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols, 1977. I hope you're having a good time wherever you are, whatever time period you may be occupying. Let's see what we got coming up next. We have some raconteurs, yes, from television, but we're going to start off with the Smiths from their final album. And before you go writing a concern letter to your congressman, I assure you Morrissey isn't saying that word. He just wants you to phone him. Phone him. Phone him. Or phone your congressman.
Time zone, and I miss my bed, and I soon look pretty in your fancy dress, but I detect unhappiness. You never speak, so I have to guess you're not free. Yeah.
That's Television with Foxhole from Adventure 1978, their second album. For that, the Raconteurs, Old Enough, Consolers of the Lonely, 2008. And yes, it's been that long since the Raconteurs album, so I'm willing to forgive just about everything that Jack Black has done. I mean, Jack White has done since then. Jack Black's offenses are, you know, a whole separate thing. But Jack White will be forgiven for most of his things if he makes a new Raconteurs album. Jack Black, I'll just make a sequel to Tropic Thunder, then we can talk. And we start off with the Smiths, A Rush and a Push in the Land of Zars. Some Strange Ways, Here They Come. And that word you thought he said but actually didn't, apparently that's called a mondegreen. There's an actual word for it. Other examples include Jimi Hendrix saying, Excuse Me While I Kiss the Sky, / the Sky, and many others. And that brings us just about to the bottom of the hour here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. So why don't we get into it with a legally mandated PSA. And this is, new year, new start, new PSAs, and this is one of them. Last year, two bicyclists were killed by motor vehicles in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and many, many more were injured. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. When you're in a car or on a bike or walking, don't be reckless about obeying safety and traffic laws. It really is a matter of life and death. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And with that being said and done, what do we got next? Ah, yes, this is a Dylan song, but with a difference. This is an outtake from his sessions working on Blood in the Tracks. It's one of the more well-known songs off the album, but you can tell this is clearly written in a different headspace as well as a different key, and it's from the New York sessions that preceded him re-recording the album in his native Minnesota. But I like the song, and I'm sure you do too. And if not, well, we got a lot to discuss.
If you see her, say hello. She might be in Tangier. She left here last early spring. Is living there, I hear. Say for me that I'm all right. Though new things come and go. She might think I've forgotten her. Don't tell her it isn't so. We had a falling out, like lovers often will. But to think of how she left that night, it still brings me a chill. And though our separation it pierced me to the heart, she still lives inside of me. We've never been apart. If you're making love to her, kiss her for the kid who always has respected her for doing what she did. Oh, I know it had to be that way. It was written in the cards. Still the bitter taste still lingers on. It all came down so hard. I see a lot of people as I make the rounds and hear her name here and there as I go from town to town. And I've never gotten used to it. I've just learned to turn it off. Either I'm too sensitive or else I'm getting soft. Sundown, yellow moon, I replay the past. I know every scene by heart. They all went by so fast. If she's passing back this way, I'm not that hard to find. Tell her she can look me up if she's got the time. Thank you.
Your little hood right front makes me sick. But after I get sick, I just get sad. Cause it burns being broke, hurts to be heartbroken, and always being both must be a drag. She's been calling me. Been calling me again, and I can't stand all the things that she sticks into her skin, like sharpened ballpoint pens and steel guitar strings. She says it hurts, but it's worth it. Tiny little text etched into her neck and said Jesus lived and died for all your sins. She's got blue-black ink and it's scratched into her lower back. Says damn right I'll rise again. Yeah, damn right you'll rise again. I've been tested in the dark up in Penetration Park, and I've been plastered. I've been shaking hard and searching in a dirty storefront church, and I've been plowed. But I ain't never been with your little hood rat friend. I ain't never been with your little hood rat friend. I never been with your little hood rat friend. What makes you think I'm dead with your little hood rat friend? Your little hood rat friend got me high though. We're 17 and stuck up in Osseo. She said it's funny how true love gets troubled by still water and washed up in the Mississippi River. Her choir ring was pointed at the people. She said St. Teresa came to me in dreams. She said I ain't gonna do anything sexual with you. I'm kinda saving myself for the scene. I've been dusted in the dark up in Penetration Park, and I've been plastered. I've been shaking on and searching in a dirty storefront church, and I've been proud. I never been with your little hood rat friend. I never been with your little hood rat friend. I never been with your little hood rat friend. What makes you think I'm getting with your little hood rat friend?
That is the Hold Steady, Your Little Hood Rat Friend from Separation Sunday. Before that, Elvis Costello and the Attractions, High Fidelity from Get Happy. The Flying Burrito Brothers, the Immutable Glory, that is Graham Parsons. Dark End of the Street, cover of the Jimmy Carr classic from the Gilded Palace of Sin. And we start off with a demo version of If You Want to See Her, Say Hello. If You See Her, Say Hello by Bob Dylan from when he was working on the Blood on the Tracks album out in New York. Didn't like how it sounded. Came back to Minnesota at his brother's suggestion, and thus a classic was made. And that's going to bring us into home stretch here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes, and this last block, we're going all over the map. There's David Byrne, there's Charlie Mingus, there's this, there's that, but we're going to start off with Andy Partridge. How about that?
Jump for joy. Jump for joy. Dame Fortune smile, ring my bell, lift your skirts,
have some shame. You must be losing your weak little mind.
Some learning, mostly mouth to mouth. This mule could be called stubborn and lazy, but in a clever sort of way, this mule could be working, waiting, and learning and planning for a sacred kind of day, a day when burning sticks and crosses is not mere child's play for the madman in his most incandescent bloom, whose lovely soul is imperfection and his most lustrous groom. So stand fast, young old mule, soothed in contemplation thy burning hole and aching thigh. Your stubbornness is of the living, and cruel anxiety is about to die.
Freedom for your daddy. Freedom.
Freedom for me. in national elections, in songs raised on high, with stirring emotions, as tears fill our eyes, in democratic fever for national defense. Artists and writers, please heed the call. What's good for business is good for us all. For as it is in nature, so it is in life. The weak among us perish. The weak among us perish. The strong alone survive.
David Byrne with Empire from his 2004 solo album Grown Backwards, and it's his last proper solo album. I don't think we've had any since then. He's done things with St. Vincent. He's released his rock opera based around the life of Imelda Marcos, an actual thing. Cyndi Lauper's on it, among others. But maybe we'll get him back in the studio soon. Actually, I am correct. This is his last proper solo album because he also did a album with Brian Eno, Everything That Happens Will Happen Today, and it's an album that you ignore to your detriment. Before that, Charles Mingus, Freedom from Mingus, the Jimi Hendrix Experience 51st Anniversary from Are You Experienced, and Andy Partridge, Dame Fortune off the Fuzzy Warbles Collector's Box Set, a collection of odds and ends from throughout his career. And that'll bring us to the end of the line here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I am Mr. Shoes. I hope you had so much fun listening, because I had a lot of fun playing this stuff for you. And Just a quick word before we consign this episode to the history books. We have a different closing theme this week because, believe it or not, I have a job outside of this gig. Yes, the road to earthly riches is not paved with university radio stations, at least not yet. But without going into the nitty gritty, it was a rough week at the mill. And this is for all the coworkers, all of my coworkers, people I have the pleasure of working with, because in a very rough week, everyone handled all the ugliness with professionalism, and this one is for all of them. And now I will turn over the proceedings to Sir Philip Michael Jagger of the Greater London area.
And now, there's nothing left for us to say, really, but to sing you one last good nightly song and to wish you all good night.
Let's drink to the hard-working people. Let's think of the lowly of birth. Raise your glass to the good and the evil. Let's drink to the salt of the earth.
Say a prayer for the common foot soldier. Spare a thought for his back-breaking work. Spare a thought for his wife and his children, who burn the fires and who still till the earth. This faceless crowd, a swirling mass of gray, blue, black and white, they don't look real to me. In fact, we all look so strange. Yeah.
Raise your glass to the hard-working people. Let's drink to the uncounted heads.
Gamblers instead.
Spare a thought for the stay-at-home voter.
Empty eyes keep the strange beauty show.
At the rates of gray-suited grafters,
a choice of cancer or polio. A swirling mass of gray and black and white. Do we all look real to you? Or do we look too strange? Yeah.
Let's drink to the hard-working people. Let's think of the lowly of birth. Spare a thought for the ragtag people. Song.